even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are. Yes, we are on. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're back tonight on this Thursday night. And as we promised you anyway, that tonight and tomorrow night we would conduct a two-part adventure, really, once again, with someone who most of you by now know as a freedom fighter, of course, for America. And it was he that really, in his role in the Clinton circle of power, was able to put the genie out of the bottle, so to speak, with his book, The Genie is Out of the Bottle, and his website, and managed to keep the Clintonistas, if you will, off balance for a long time. He served with the Clintons, of course, for a long time, back in Arkansas, and he's going to be with us tonight. Do we have him yet? I think we will in just a moment. It's interesting because, as you know, many of you know today what happened with excuse me, with Mr. Bill Shaheen, who is the national coordinator, chairman for Mrs. Clinton and her campaign, leaving the campaign, apparently. He has resigned as of today after suggesting that Democrats should be wary of nominating Mr. Barack Obama because of his teenage drug use. And that might make him difficult to win the presidency and put the Democrats back in the White House. Oh, my. Now, we know that Mrs. Clinton could never be accused of having anything to do with drugs, either consuming them or running them, or having anything to do with Bill Clinton and him doing that, right? I guess. Because they're about as honest and as they have been as about as genuine and sincere and pristine as any couple in America could have been. And remember, you get two for the price of one. You remember that? I do. Well, Larry Nichols, of course, has probably done more to expose the Clintons and has been on their proverbial hit list for a long time, discrediting him, doing everything they can to belittle him. He survived, although barely, some attempts, I believe, on his life. And, of course, he's not the man he was 20, 25 years ago. He certainly has undergone some dramatic problems, health problems, but he manages to continue on and to keep the Clintons out of the White House. Not that Mr. Bush or anyone else right now, who of course seeks it so vociferously, would be much better. However, the Clintons, of course, have particularly had an odious record, a record of making life into death for many people. I know Larry does not wish to name names or make any charges that cannot be backed up in a court of law, but nevertheless, he pretty much leaves the verdict up to you on the cast of characters and those that have suffered an untimely demise from the Clinton period in Arkansas right through to the White House. Yes, up to and including Vince Foster, right? Absolutely. So after the break, we hope to be able to have Larry on the program tonight and tomorrow night as well to continue with exposés on what is happening with the Clintons right now and the Dirty Tricks campaigns and so on and so forth, how it all ties in to Ron Paul, the Republicans, what's going to happen this coming election year. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN. Get online and go to republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Rick Adams. Be right back.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it?
Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
And back from the dead, so to speak, we have none other than the Clinton nemesis and exposer, Larry Nichols, on the line. Hello, Larry.
Hello, how are you?
I don't know. I'm okay, but I heard that you had just come back from the dead, literally.
as you know, the old saying goes, sometimes rumors of my demise are
premature.
Really exaggerated.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Well, I'm happy to have you back tonight and tomorrow night to take time to bring us the record on the Clintons and the Clinton Circle of Power. And,
right.
Of course, last time we got a lot of response to you, and we can
well,
get
by the way,
the
for tomorrow night, I know we had booked tomorrow night. I am double booked tomorrow night. I did not check. So
you're going to be with Bill. You're going to be with me and Bill Clinton. You double booked. Is that what you did?
Yeah, at the same time.
Well, we can arrange to change that.
No, I am so sorry. I made a mistake in the booking when I was notified. I just said yes because I am excited about being on your program.
Mm-hmm.
And I had failed to think about a program that I'd had booked for months.
Uh-huh.
So if I may, I will take a rain check on tomorrow night.
You can do that and then come back again next week, sure.
I would love to do so.
All right. That's good enough for me.
And believe me, we've got enough trouble to last that long.
Yeah, I don't know if the Republic will last that long, but we certainly have enough time, huh?
We do.
Oh, goodness. Now, I just opened up the program with an intro about you, a bio, but also I couldn't help but chuckle at the thought that once again, out of the Hillary Clinton campaign came the story of Bill Shanine, of course, leaving today, resigning from the campaign after making some claims that Obama and his record as a teenage drug abuser might come back to haunt him facing the Republican challenger. I got a chuckle out of that. I couldn't help but thinking the pot calling the kettle black, huh?
Right. Listen, they knew that story was to be released.
Mm-hmm.
And to play the game that the guy was speaking out of school, that he was the sacrificial lamb.
Yes.
That's vintage Clinton. Vintage Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
They knew exactly what they were doing. You see, what they did is they dropped a story. They dropped a dime on Obama.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped it on him.
Yeah.
And you know what? It will live with him now throughout the campaign. And it is exactly what you said. It's the pot calling the kettle black.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, in Bill Clinton's case, right?
Yes.
Did you ever use marijuana? Well, yes, but he didn't inhale.
That's right.
All right? Well, now look what they have done. They have turned it around now to where Obama, he's committed the ultimate sin. Mm-hmm. Not only did he use it, but he sold it. So now he is dirtier than the Clintons. So the Clinton story, you see, of drugs is old news. The new news is Obama as a child selling cocaine. And whether it happened or not, don't you see the allegation makes it so now?
Yes. And you know, the thing that's so tragic is it really takes the focus off of what Obama really stands for, the fact that he, of course, is one of the boys at the CFR roundtable, the Council on Foreign Relations, and that he is just one of their handpicked minions or horses in the race, so to speak, so that he could be counted on to staff his administration with the same faces and names that we've been accustomed to seeing for years. So that should be the real focus, and it's not, unfortunately.
You know, I had said this long ago, nobody believed me.
Mm-hmm, yep.
But that the Clintons have played just like a Stradivarius. Her getting on the Armed Services Committee, you see, she was going to run last time.
Yeah.
Last election.
Mm-hmm.
As it turned out, Bush was popular. The war was popular. And if you go back to that moment in time, do you know who her vice presidential candidate was going to be? It was going to be Wesley Clark. Why? Mm-hmm. Because she needed, you see, she needed the military background.
No doubt
about
it.
Well, now, what a difference a couple of years have made.
Mm-hmm.
The war is not good. And so now they're running for their vice presidential candidate. Are y'all sitting down?
Mm-hmm.
Richardson. Bill Richardson. Richardson's not in the race to win.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in the race to get name ID.
Mm-hmm.
So that when Hillary wins the primary, which she will win.
Uh-huh.
She'll win. Mathematically, she's already got it won.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to take into her general race the one person that she can carry in that has, quote end of quote, by some circles, that which would be considered an exemplary record in rebuilding relations in the world. Of course, that would be Bill Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been...
Very interesting you should say that. His name has come up before in this as possible presidential timber, too. Timber, I know Mike Piper had brought it up a long time ago on our network.
Yeah.
And, you know, he thought that that name would definitely be coming right back once again to, you know, to the campaign. So that is interesting that you can see all of this coming together. Now, what about Obama and the primaries? You believe now, just a few short weeks away, that it's all wrapped up, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it in your mind, right?
Listen, Hillary Clinton, let me get now. I lived with these people for years. I helped them win five times.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary will not go in a meeting to pick out, Rick, the color of the bathroom to go toilet paper in the bathroom unless she is absolutely convinced, has had it proven to her beyond any doubt that she wins.
Mm-hmm.
Mathematically, here's what Hillary knows that I know, that you should know.
Mm-hmm.
That you should know. No Republican will go into the office of president after the fiasco of George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Will not. It's not going to happen.
No Republican.
No Republican. There is no Republican that can go in, cover up for the mistakes made in the war in Iraq, the lies that have been told, the lies that are fixing to be told. Let me tell you, George Bush told us, when the Iraqis stand up, we'll stand down. Did he not?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, Prime Minister Brown, Great Britain,
mm-hmm.
this week announced that this weekend he's turning over the Basra, the southern section of Iraq, to the Iraqis to maintain their own security. But did you hear what he said? He said the war is over.
Mm-hmm.
Nouri al-Maliki has said, did you hear him this week?
Yes.
That they have the power now.
Yep.
They have the weapons now, the ability now to take over their own security.
Mm-hmm.
So under the rule of when they stand up, we'll stand down, all right, that's in play. But here's what the American people are finding out. They're finding out, Rick, what you've known.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably talked about, although I have not done your show that many times. This war has been about oil.
Well, we have a break coming up, Larry, and thanks for bringing that part of the discussion to this level. We'll be back on that, and we'll take calls, by the way. Come on now, folks, we only have an hour, so we'll start off with our calls in just a few moments when we return with more of Larry Nichols and Rick Adams right here on Uncensored Radio Free America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, that's true. Hey, by the way, have you been wanting solar power at your home? Finally, there is affordable solar. Take back your power, produce your own energy, and keep the savings, no rate increases, no equipment to purchase, no installation costs, and no maintenance fees, not to mention no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no homage to Bill Clinton. Just visit www.join-the-solution.com or call 866-276-3975. All right, 866-276-3975. We're on with Larry Nichols, who's back and made some interesting prognostications here about Hillary Clinton and her grab of the White House, her desire to take it over once again. And by the way, Larry, before we go to the phones in just a few moments, do you think that we can, if once Hillary, if this is a fait accompli and Hillary is actually made president, this woman in the White House, first ever, can we call Bill Clinton the first man?
Yeah.
Or the first boy?
First boy.
Okay.
And now let me mathematically draw you the map.
Yeah, please do. Please do, Larry.
All right, so everyone in America now knows, most people in America, except the dyed-in-the-wool Republicans that are not going to believe anything but whatever. We're not in Iraq for the Iraqi people. We're there for oil. The Iraqi people know that we're there for oil. So, the American people have turned. And I'm going to tell you, folks, there's never been a greater disgrace to America, to me and you, Rick, to me and you and the listeners, in our name, than to find wounded Americans who were given extended tour contracts. Yet when they get wounded, they get sued for the balance of the money for the time that they could not serve because they were wounded and could not continue their service.
Mm-hmm.
Never has that shame been placed on an American soldier by the American people. You will notice that in the Republican debates, you never hear Bush's name. So the point being, there will not be a Republican. The American people will not. It's over. There's not going to be a Republican. So that means there's only going to be a Democrat. And if you look, Rick, you've never seen this. You have never seen this in your life, not in our lifetimes. Hillary's not running a primary. She's running a general election. Mm-hmm. You know, normally, in a primary, you run to the right or you run to the left to get your base's vote. Then during the general, you have to run and scramble and get back to the middle. She's not doing that. They've got so much stuff on Obama that he's not going to believe what happened to him. This is just the first volley. Is it true? Does it matter? They got the story out, didn't they? Does he not wear it now? Yes. Hillary is playing to win. She's playing to win. And there is not a Democrat that can match her. And she knows the rule of politics.
Mm-hmm.
There's one rule that anybody that's been in politics as long as you and I have know. He or she that has the most money always wins the primary. Remember John Kerry? Remember Howard Dean? Howard Dean was the chosen one. He had won, and all of a sudden up comes John Kerry with the Heinz money, and he wins.
And by the way, Howard Dean used the internet very successfully and young voters to capture all of that war chest too for a while.
Yeah, to get all that. But you know mm-hmm. what Hillary knows?
Yeah.
She knows everybody show up to Obama to see Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows another thing. Young people will come out. Young people will get motivated. Young people will get fired up with ideas and concepts. But you know what young people won't do?
They won't vote.
They won't vote.
Uh-huh.
So now Hillary not only has the primary, but she has her vice president that they're getting name ID, Bill Richardson. Who'd heard of Bill Richardson? Nobody. Well, now they will have.
Yeah.
So Hillary goes in as president.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the greatest problem of all. Have you noticed the Republicans bailing out Trip Lott?
Oh, yeah.
They're
we certainly have.
Out left and right. You know why? because they remember something you and I remember that most Americans have forgotten.
Hold that thought, will you, Larry? We'll be right back quickly in 3 minutes, and we'll take calls right here on the program. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages, and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Up back. All right. Hey, we're back now. Larry Nichols, the Mr. Clinton freedom fighter, if you will, for America, and exposing the Clinton. He was there. He lived with them, and he knows them inside out. He knows everything, even the stains on Bill's underwear. So, Larry, you were saying, and we'll take a phone call or so in a moment or so.
Oh, we'll take a phone call. Yeah. Let me cut to the chase.
Sure. Go
ahead.
We
only have an hour.
Bill Richardson.
I don't want to depress your audience.
You're not depressing us too much. Go
ahead. Let me tell you what the Clintons don't know. That I know that we have, that we're going to beat her. And she's won. Mathematically, she's won. No Republican can beat her. No Democrat certainly can beat her. She's already completing her agenda. Now, remember when I first met her, she had a moo-moo on, horn-rim glasses, hairy legs, hair under arms, didn't shave, didn't bathe, and she carried a card. You know what her card was? This proudly displayed in the Deep South in the mid-70s that she was a member of the United States Communist Party.
Yeah, I know.
You see, Bill Clinton's an inch deep and a mile wide. He didn't believe in anything.
Mm-hmm.
Scares you about Hillary. She believes. She believes in things.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a secret weapon that she has no idea of. No idea of.
It's no longer a secret now with all the millions of people that heard you say that.
They heard my tape. You know that's going to stop her, Rick.
All right. Let's take a call. 800. That's the number. Toll free. 800-321. Now, what is the number? By the way, I already forgot. 313-9443. Isn't that awful? I've just went to a memory lapse. You've got me so memorized. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number to come on the air and speak with Larry. And let me say hello to Joe in Providence. Hello,
wait a
Joe.
Minute, Joe. Listen, Rick, you ain't listening.
What?
You know who's going to defeat Hillary?
Who?
You.
Oh, well, I know that, but I don't consider myself to be immodest enough to take credit for it.
No. You're raising an army.
You bet I am.
You're raising an army of people that are educated now. An army of people that are not fooled anymore.
That's for sure, Larry. Amen. And we are the Army, the Navy, and the Marines. Let's not forget that. And we also are capable of dropping a few bombs, so you might as well include the Air Force.
Well, remember me?
Yeah. Yes,
I'm the guy that knew where the blue dress was that was stained.
Right.
And I'm the guy that, remember, has the FBI files, the same ones that Hillary had.
Mm-hmm.
That she made everybody leave and quit and leave town.
Mm-hmm.
I got them.
I hope you have everything in a safe place, which I know you do.
I have everything.
I know you do. Are you ready for that call?
You betcha.
Well, let's say hello to Joe in Providence. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, Joe.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing it.
Listen, this one's for Rick. I got another one for you, Larry. Rick, when Elijah the prophet returns in the end times,
mm-hmm.
he will show himself to King Ahab and Queen Jezebel.
Mm-hmm.
Jezebel. 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 1 through 4, explained mm-hmm. it all. For the wise student out there, go to it.
And what's the question for me?
All right.
My question
is for Larry. David Koresh down in Waco, Texas.
Yeah, David Koresh.
Flew a six-pointed Jewish Star of David.
How could we forget him?
Israeli flag. 3 days later, when the winds were hitting 50 miles an hour around the compound, a mysterious fire started while the U.S. Army tanks were poking air holes in the roof and in the walls. Do you happen to know who gave those orders?
Wesley Clark. General Wesley Clark, who bought his star from a lady in Fort Smith, Arkansas, when Bill Clinton was governor.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, yeah, I know him well.
What do you think of that, Joe?
Very interesting.
Wesley Clark.
Do you know any of the other people that were killed at the so-called raid on the... can you tell me about any of the people that were killed initially?
No, but I'll tell you what I can tell you, Joe. And I ask it right here, if you'll remember, Rick, from Jack McClam. Is there a statute of limitation on murder?
Mm-hmm. No.
He said the answer was no, didn't he?
That's right.
There's another issue that I know about very well. I worked with Kenneth Starr. And the man's name is Vince Foster. Mm-hmm. And there are things that I know about the Vince Foster death that make it highly improbable that Hillary will win dog catcher.
Mm.
If not go to jail.
Well, that is quite a reach. Can you imagine Hillary in stripes? Wearing stripes in a padded cell?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it, huh, Joe?
Well, judgment is good for some and a bugger for some others.
It's tough for others, isn't it, huh?
And, Joe, the only thing I caution you about, my friend, and all of you listening, the only thing I caution all of you over, it's not Rick's battle, it's not mine, it's ours. Where are you going to be?
Uh-huh.
Where are you going to stand?
Yeah. That's right.
You going to stand for right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to run and cover?
That's the ultimate question, you know.
Where are you going to be, Joe?
I'm going to be with the two witnesses. Two witnesses of Revelation and Zechariah chapter 4, the two anointed sons of oil. I'm going to be right with them.
That's right.
Led by the Father, Heavenly
right
Father.
Led by the Father. And you're going to be a man.
It's a win-win situation.
You're going to be a man.
Others have tried and never succeeded.
And every one of you are going to look around your homes, every one of you. And you're going to look around your homes, and you're going to find something in your family, something in your home that is worth fighting for. And this country is worth saving. When you make up that mind,
mm-hmm.
When you make your mind up, there will be leaders like Rick. There will be leaders that will show you the way.
Well, thank you, Larry,
for that. You're going to have to make a choice. See, Rick, I'm not afraid of me. I'm not afraid of what I'll do against the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
I fought them before. I didn't run.
Right.
I fought them by myself. I didn't run. What I worry about are the people. Where will you be?
Mm-hmm.
Where will you be the day your nation is in peril? Where will you stand? You've had great men on like Jack McClam.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that know their duty.
Yes.
Joe, are you in the military?
Military police.
I'm sorry?
MP.
Military police.
Well, then you took an oath, didn't you?
Yeah.
You took an oath to protect and defend your country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Neat thing, folks, about an oath that we all seem to forget. You know, it's not over when you get out of the service.
Mm-hmm.
You swore that before God.
That's right. That's right, hey, Joe. You bet. Well, thank you. Thank you for your call, Joe. Let me take another call if you're all set. And
okay, guys.
Thank you so much for raising the point. And by the way, Waco is not going to go away. That is an issue that I would like to get into further. And I think if we don't have time tonight, we will next week. But I want to also welcome Mike from New York on the program. And hello, Mike. You're on with Larry. Larry Nichols.
Hey, Rick. Good evening.
Yes, good evening to you, Mike.
Good evening, Larry. Larry, given the fact that anyone who went against the Clintons in the past had a habit of shooting themselves in the back of the head two or three times, and given that what you have just revealed spells doom for Hillary, aren't you concerned about your own longevity?
Been worried about that for a number of years.
Yeah.
But it takes two to kill. One
mm-hmm.
to kill and one to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the advantage that I would give you, that I gave to many a person, if we come out, if we tell the truth, then it's hard to pop us.
Well,
when your risk is when you know something, but you don't tell it.
Well, I seem to recall that James McDougal, he spilt the beans on the Clintons, and apparently he hung himself in a high-security cell the day before he was supposed to make a deposition.
Yeah, but you know what happened to James, don't you?
No.
James got put in that jail. He should have told before he got put in. And then, of course, he died of like 100 times more of his heart medicine than he was supposed to get in a security jail. Had he have come public, I told James. I told him. Tell the truth.
Well,
tell
Larry,
now.
Larry, you are a man amongst men.
I'm sorry?
You are a man amongst men for having the courage to step forth and, you know, tell it how it is.
You'll never see me stutter.
Okay, Larry. I appreciate it.
Well, and right, thank you very much, Mike, for that point, for bringing that up as well.
McDougal, thanks, Rick.
Yes, McDougal, one of many, you know, and you know, you mentioned Vince Foster now. What can you say, if anything, at this point about Vince Foster and how he died and Hillary?
Well, first off, let me just give you some simple things.
Okay.
He walked 200 yards on a dirt trail in 95-degree plus temperature, all right? Dirt trail. Yet on the morgue report, the mortician's report, he had not one microscopic speck of dust on his shoes, the soles of his shoes, his socks, his pants, leg. Anywhere. How do you do that? Jesus walked on water.
Well, that's what I was thinking of,
And let me give you another little clue. Do you know who did the autopsy on Vince Foster?
I don't recall right now. Who did it?
He was the medical examiner that they brought out of retirement. Out of retirement. And the last medical autopsy he did was John F. Kennedy.
I thought so. I thought that was the one, yeah.
Now, there is a myriad of things. I have a document I have from Scott Carpenter. I have the actual document where the Secret Service, where the Park Police notified the Secret Service that they had found the body of Vince Foster in the parking lot in his car in Fort Marcy Park. And it went so far as to say they found a .38 caliber revolver in the car with him. I got it. It's authenticated. It's a, it, as a matter of fact, it's in the House of Congress, Library of Congress. Yeah, you want to play hardball? We're going to play hardball.
And this has not come up in any of the media reports, has it?
Has not.
How is it possible now, Larry, for the media to be able to get away with protecting the Clintons the way they have been doing?
Something that, Rick, you've seen over the years, and I've seen, and it was not a pretty sight. Over the years, you've seen a gradual takeover of the media by the same 40, 50 major corporations that own the world. You know, ABC's owned by GE, that's owned by Western Electric, which is owned by Disney, which is owned by whatever, by owned by whatever.
Disney, blah, blah, blah,
They're controlled. They're not the fourth estate. They're players. They're bit players. But that's where you come in. That's the thing they failed to count on, the Internet.
Indeed.
The Internet.
And they're working to shut that Internet down by one way or another. You know, obviously there are many ways of doing it, though, and you know, they'd like to see that end because they are corrupt, and the Hillary Clinton. Now, these skeletons in their closets, as you know and I know, that they know all of what's going on, or at least much of what is revealed by people like yourself about Hillary and about Bill.
And Rick, the only thing I ask you, and I ask this of you humbly, when it comes to matters of your family and your country, don't believe anybody, including me. I demand it.
Well, that's a pretty monumental task, you see. You know that as well as we do, don't you? So far, you've been right on the money on everything, haven't you, Larry?
Well, let's just say that's the difference between big wood and kindling, isn't it?
Yes, indeed, it is. Before we're up against the break now, but I did want to, once again, mention to people that we do have an available line right now to Larry Nichols about the Clintons, about the deaths, the lists, the people. I'd like to get into, once again, what happened in Waco, but the number is 800-313-9443 before we do run out of time tonight. And then we'll have Larry back again next week. And by the way, I want you to all remember the number here at Republic Broadcasting Network, the main number. All right? 800-724-2719. Call us during the day if you'd like to support Republic Broadcasting Network and get online at republicbroadcasting.org. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back with Larry Nichols.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
And we are back in the final lap of tonight's program, and Larry Nichols is my guest. Yeah, Larry, we did have a caller who wanted to get a definitive answer that I also brought up about what took place in Waco and whether it is true or not, Hillary was responsible for what took place at Waco and that massacre, that genocide that took place.
The problem problem there is I cannot say anything on your program that I cannot prove beyond any shadow of any doubt in a court of law. Well, I am as suspect as you. I cannot prove it in a court of law. And there are plenty of things I can. That's just one I can't. And it's a waste of time to try to chase after things when we have things that are provable. But in the waning moments we got left, I told you, you want to win? You want to save your country? Well, let me ask you this. How many of you have called up this network and asked to help? How many of you have... Look, I'm not here hustling anything. You don't hear me selling a book or nothing. How do you think this program's going to stay on the air? Don't you want it on the air? Don't you need it on the air?
Absolutely. Hey, let's take a quick call, okay? Susie in Louisiana for Larry Nichols. Yes, Larry.
Go ahead, Susie. I want to commend you for having Larry on your show. What an excellent idea. The best. Larry, I want you to have a mention about the Dream Act, if you could.
Well, the Dream Act is just another variation of another way that they're going to come at us with illegal immigration. They're just going to keep changing it. You know, they come at you and they call it the steamroller bill. And people go, well, steamrollers are bad. We don't want a steamroller. So they go away, lick their wounds, and then they come back with the same bill and they call it the Ferris Wheel Act. Now, the Ferris Wheel, everybody knows Ferris Wheel's good. But it's the same thing. Folks, do not be had. Rick will keep you posted.
Thanks for the call, by the way. We're almost out of time, Larry. I just want you to keep people posted also by letting us know now what is the best way they can see what you have to say and your latest information, and what website should they go to or whatever.
Well, you know, right here, I'm trying to get on the air, but as
I know, you've been trying.
As you know, getting on there costs money. Well, who wants to pay money?
No one. No. Especially now.
So I would say this. I'll be here with Rick anytime he asks me. Anytime.
All right. Well, we'll schedule you for next week again then, all right? Because I know you have the prior commitment tomorrow night. Larry, we're out of time. Thank you for being with me, Larry Nichols. And you stay well. We'll be praying for you. And we'll be watching out for you, and the Lord will be doing that. But we'll talk again next week. All right, brother?
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Keep up the great work, Larry Nichols. Thank you. And good night now. Bye-bye. Well, we didn't have enough time to continue, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow night, then, seeing as that Larry has another commitment, I am going to give you a rebroadcast, actually, of Tuesday night's program. And we had Ted Pike come into the program. That was a very important show. A lot came up in that program. So tomorrow night, we're going to rebroadcast that. And we will be back, Lord willing, Monday night live for the next edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, thanking you for joining us, and God bless. With